With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Chris Moore! Sports Radio 101.9 FM. Sports Radio 66
WFAN. That's right, McCann made it. He didn't collapse in the studio. He's up and ready to go. Another update around the corner. How we doing? Final hour of the get-together. McMonagle is in the house. He's going to bring a lot. He's mad at Barkley. Mad at everybody. Just an angry young man. There's a place in the world for the angry young man. Apparently, it's behind this microphone, 9 o'clock. We've got Matt Casey. No one else would hire him. And Pete Hoffman on the other side. Who, you know, I mean, he's got the perfect life. Let's face it. Living a good life, Pete Hoffman. He's got it made. Kids are adorable. Hot wife. You know, he's got it all working. He's like, he's happening. Just bought a house. I mean, what else is there? Crying out loud. Works here Saturday night, so he's not out spending the money. Imagine the money you'd be spending if you were out with Nicole right now, and you'd have to pay the babysitter, then you got to pay for the dinner and the park. And I mean, come on, saving a fortune. Let's talk Islander hockey, shall we, to start this 8 o'clock hour? And who better to talk it with than my man from the Isles? I mean, this guy has it all turned around for you? The Buffalo Bills are playing well. The Yankees come off a 100-win season. The team they got beat by is now under the microscope and going to face some kind of penalties. Your Islanders have never played better. I mean, it's all coming together for Mike Carver.
Morzy, what's going on, pal? It is a big change from the last, 10 to 15 years of my life in sports, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. I mean, and all happening, all happening together here with the Bills' improvement up there and looking like, another win or two, and they'll be a very likely postseason team. So you got to be pinching yourself a little bit.
Yeah, there's a long way to go for them. They could use a win tomorrow against Denver, and then they got a really tough stretch. But they've played really good football this year, and I don't think they're as good as some of the other teams in the AFC, but they're good enough to make the playoffs, and that's all I care about.
Yeah, you go from there, and they got a good young quarterback who seems to be improving every week. So we'll see how Josh Allen, plays out the month of December, et cetera. All right, the Islanders. I mean, what a... You know, the record speaks for itself, and as a guy who follows them and loves them and does the Isle Seat podcast and has been part of all of the, the ins and outs of this team, obviously the consistency is what every club wants and what we've gotten from the Islanders. But outside of the consistency, what has been for you the biggest surprise in this two-month start for the Islanders?
I think there's two things for me, Chris. One is they've scored a little bit more than I thought they were going to. I think one of the things that everybody was kind of wondering going into the year, because they didn't make any huge additions. They brought back all of their guys, pretty much the same team that got 103 points last year and went to the second round. And the questions were they going to score enough? And it seems like through the first 20 games, they are. They're potting, 3-4. They're getting their three goals. When they score three goals, they're money in the bank. But they've been scoring 4 and 5 some nights. And it's not like it's one line or one guy who's been doing it. They've been helped that Matt Barzal has shot the puck a lot more this year. His goal count is a little bit up from this point last year. But he's not looking to make a pass every time. He's more of a playmaker, there's no doubt. But now he's looking to shoot the puck when he's in the slot, or he's looking to shoot the puck when he's in the circle. So he's doing a little bit more, but Chris, they get their contributions from all four lines, and it seems like when one line gets hot for two or three games, another one gets cold. After that, it kind of flips, and another line gets hot and the other one gets cold. So they get balance up and down, Chris.
They're not taking dumb penalties. They seem to be very disciplined, very together. You almost wish you know, it was late March. I mean, you talked about pinching yourself a little bit, and, you know, a long way to go for the Bills because, of course, you know, there is a long way to go, but nothing compared to the long way the Islanders have to go where, you know, the real meaningful hockey is played in the month of May, which is, you know, we're not in Thanksgiving yet. So you look at it from that standpoint and you're a little, like all fans would be in your situation, fearful. Like, oh, God, you know, we can't play any better than this. Let's not waste it now. And yet they're also trying to establish habits there, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, it's been a discussion the last couple of weeks on the podcast is, you know, is this team maybe peaking, you know, the first or second month of the season? And that's something that you do worry about because, Chris, it is such a long grind, as you know. I mean, this thing goes on forever, from early October all the way to June if you make it to the end. So there's a long way to go. But here's one thing this does do for you. When you have a streak like this where you go 16 games without losing in regulation, and you, geez, 15 out of the 16 they've won, they've gained 31 out of 32 points over this stretch. So, I mean, that says something. When you have a streak like this, you put yourself in a position to, you know, not so much, you don't want to play 500 the rest of the way, but if you play decent hockey, you're going to be in a good position when you get to the end. Now, last year, Chris, they were a very stable and structured team. They did not lose three games in a row in regulation all year. It is just something where every time they had a bad couple of games, they always bounced back and gave you a good effort. And that speaks to Barry Trotz, Lou Lamoriello, everything that's gone on with building that organization. So they're having this awesome streak right now. And, yeah, are they going to have, you know, they're not going to have another 17-point streak in a row in February or March. We know that that's not going to happen. But you ride the wave when you do. You bank all these points because all these points, Chris, they mean the same now as they do in February and March.
Absolutely. And you're always aware of injury. You know, you're always aware that it's out there.
And they've had a bunch already.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you're always aware that it's out there and it can change things. Tell me a little more about the goaltending. Obviously, Greiss, we knew. Varlamov, I mean, it's just been, you know, it's just been so easy for them to go out. And I look at some of these other teams that are pretty good, and they don't get the consistency in goal that, you know, that Greiss in particular has given you. It has got to be a big part of why they go out so confident every night.
Yeah, and Chris, you followed this game a long time. Have you ever seen a team that through the first 20 games of the season rotated their goalies in and out every single game for 20 games? Each guy has played 10 games so far. Varlamov started night one, Greiss started night two, and they have gone literally back-to-back every single game through the season. So even though, you know, you think maybe one guy's a little bit hotter, Barry just keeps going to this system, and he hasn't had a reason to change it yet, and they'll stick with the pattern tonight. Semyon Varlamov will start out in San Jose at the Shark Tank. Here's the thing with Greiss, Chris. He was very, you know, underrated last year because Robin Lehner got all of the publicity, and rightfully so. He had an unbelievable story, ended up being the Vezina finalist, the things that he went through in his personal life. But when you go back and look at the numbers, Thomas Greiss had an identical year to him in terms of goals against, save percentage, things like that. Now, they've got a good team there, you know, in terms of coaching. Mitch Korn came with Barry Trotz from Washington. Pierre Greco they brought from Toronto, Lou did. So they've got some real goaltending whisperers in the house. But the credit also goes to these two guys. Varlamov comes in. You know, he's had some injury issues in the past. He's been good so far. Greiss is always rock solid. They play a great structure, and it helps. They don't give up a lot of high-danger chances, Chris, and that's the main thing.
934 save percentage for Greiss. Tell me about a couple players that I've noticed that I want to know more about. Beauvillier and Nick Leddy.
Anthony Beauvillier, young player, been in the league for a couple years now, very streaky, Chris, and he's on one of those streaks right now. He's having, I think he's got 5 or 6 goals in his last three or four games, whereas he didn't score for 3 or 4 weeks before that. He had 2 goals the first week of the season, got, you know, he was doing the other things around the ice, but he just wasn't scoring, goes 3 or 4 weeks without a goal, and now he's red hot again. But he's the type of guy that, you know, you talk about the Islanders needing top six scoring. You get a young player like that who continues to develop, and maybe instead of, you know, becoming a streaky player, maybe a more consistent player filling the net, he could be a guy that maybe is a mainstay for you in the top six. Nick Leddy is a guy who's been so good for them for a while. They acquired him a few years ago from the Blackhawks. He had won a cup there. They brought some experience into the room, but he was still a very young player when they got him. You know, he was kind of their top pair defenseman for a few years. He's still kind of considered that. The Islanders, all six defensemen, kind of play the same role. You know, nobody really shoots ahead in terms of minutes played. Adam Pellick and Ryan Pulak have kind of nudged ahead of everybody else right now. But Nick Leddy gives you a little bit more offense than those other guys, too. But he's been really solid, just like the rest of these guys on the blue line.
Yeah, and you know, you look at it, and nobody's on a pace for a 40-goal season. Barzal's got 9 in 20. Nelson's got 8. Broussard's got 6. Beauvillier's got 8. Bailey's got 7. Anders Lee has 5. I mean, it's awesome how just, you know, it looks to me anyway that they could withstand an injury because of their balance, you know. And you always worry when you have star players that, oh, what happens if he goes out? And with them, you obviously don't want to lose a guy like Barzal. But let's face it, this team has really lived on the team concept all year, so they're prepared as anybody would be to have an injury.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that these guys have been saying, Chris, the coach and the players, not just this season, but last as well, but even more now. You know, sometimes you have to give up some individual stats for the sake of the team. And I think that that's the concept that Barry Trotz has brought to this team, and a lot of guys have bought in. I mean, you look at Matt Barzal. He is an extremely talented player. He's one of the most gifted young players in this league. And his rookie year, he wins the Calder Trophy, had 88, 89 points, over a point a game in his rookie year, the last year of Doug Weight, where they were kind of playing run and gun and losing 6-5 every night. Barry Trotz comes in. His point production drops last year significantly, but the Islanders win. And now he comes back this year with a new focus, shoot the puck a little bit more. And, you know, he knows that things are going to come. And they've had some, you know, Jordan Eberle missed about 6 or 7 games during this streak. Matt Martin's been out a little bit. They've had some guys, Chris, who have already spent some time up in the press box
yep.
with injuries.
Yep.
And they've brought some kids up from Bridgeport who have really helped out and contributed. They're getting it from everybody, Chris. And then the team concept that Barry Trotz drives into these guys, they've all bought in.
It's hard to know what, you know, how to coach a team like this now, because you, as you say, you, if it was some, if they were doing it in some odd way, you would worry about them peaking and getting all the breaks and everything working their way. They seem to be so workmanlike in how they do it that you just don't expect it. I mean, you know it should end because that's the way sports is. And
right.
some nights you're not going to get the bounces. But it doesn't seem like they're ever going to give away very many games. It's just not their way. And you mentioned, and it was a good point, that they didn't lose 3 games in regulation last year in a row. I mean, it's just not their style to let a team steal a game. They, you know, if you beat them, you earn it most of the time, and that's really all you can ask for as a coach.
I mean, you look at the last week alone, there was 2 points where you thought that this thing was over, you know, this point streak that they've been on. They were down 3-0 in Philadelphia last Saturday night, going into the third period. I mean, with 13 minutes left, they
right.
were down 3-0.
Right.
And you kind of figure it, if you're an Islander fan, you're watching that game and you're going, all right, you know what?
Right.
This has been a really fun run. It is what it is. You can't win every night. And then they go score 3 goals and they win the game in the shootout. Same
yeah.
thing in Pittsburgh on Tuesday. Get down 2-0, they fight back. Get down 4-2, they fight back. It's like, Chris, even on nights where you think maybe they don't have it or maybe, you know, it's all right, you know, they're going to drop one here, they still just got a lot of heart and effort and they come back and win these games.
Well, it's nice to have a winner in New York, I'll tell you that.
Well, and somebody's got to win, right?
Yeah. And you know what else is nice, Mike? I mean, and you'll agree with this. They went out and hired 2 of the most competent people they could find in Lamoriello and Trotz. And guess what? It paid off for them. You know, they look like a well-run organization that knows what they're doing. The owner's staying out of the way. So maybe our other teams in this marketplace will take a little hint.
Yeah, there's definitely a few teams when you look around, especially in the winter sports around here, that could take a little advice from and the Islanders were in the same boat, Chris, as all of those teams for a good, 15-20-year stretch. The Islanders were in the same boat as all these other teams that you're talking about, but when you bring in guys who have the credibility of Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz, guys who have won championships, it changes things. And, Chris, I mean, I knew a little bit about Barry Trotz before he got here. This guy is the best coach in the NHL, hands down to me. I don't think anybody's even close. That's how good this guy is when it comes to preparation, getting a team ready, what he does. He did it in Nashville, won a cup in Washington, and now what he's done on Long Island, it's unbelievable.
It really is. Well, enjoy the ride, Michael, and good luck to those Bills tomorrow.
Morrissey, always good to talk to you. I'll see you, buddy.
There you go. Isle Seat Podcast, the king, Mike Carver, giving us the scoop. And they deserve it. they really are an anomaly in this market and everywhere, really, because you just don't make it look as easy as they have, you know, without having anybody even on pace for 40 goals. Their highest power play goal guy has two power play goals in 20 games. And there they are where they are.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.